Chapter 26. Ron had spent the day watching football and having his mind restless, thinking about not having a stack of papers on a Sunday during football season for just the second time in the last 25 years. He liked to turn off the sound on the TV and listen to music at a ridiculously high volume. He did not smoke pot anymore. He could not do that in any form of conscience and be a vice principal. So now, as he listened to the music and watched football, he had a few drinks. Keats was on the couch with him. The fireplace gave the room a warm glow. Celeste enjoyed Sunday afternoons in the kitchen. She enjoyed making Sunday dinner, and she could experiment and mix and plan meals for the week. He was not totally oblivious as to how these meals appeared, but he really did not know what went into them. Sometimes she missed his stack of papers. Ron watched the Giants win a close game with the Denver Broncos and came in to visit Celeste. "I'm going back out to shovel again, but I'm going to put Keats in his little room. Please let him out after I'm gone." Celeste nodded and then said, "Taste this." She held the spoon in front of his mouth. Obediently, he tasted. Ron grinned. "What's that?" "Brown sauce," said Celeste. "The Giants must have won. You're in a good mood." Ron sighed. "It's about time they won a few games." He took the spoon from her and licked it again. "Have you had fun?" She wouldn't exactly call it fun, but it was interesting. And maybe, yeah, this is one of the things he would consider fun. Celeste grinned. "I'll know after dinner." Ron was outside when Celeste heard Keats. She went to the gate and let him out. She would have sworn he was about to knock the gate down when she got there, but he was happy to see her. He scampered out and down the stairs before he heard Ron go. She heard him down by the door and said, "Keats, I have for you." She grinned when she heard him hopping, running back up the stairs, which was still much more of an effort than going down. Lamb and rice was something that she cooked for his week on Sundays. It was the food the vet had recommended for his stomach. Celeste didn't mind cooking for him. Ron was just finishing Angel's driveway when she showed up. She smiled when she saw he was cleaning it for her. "Thanks, Dad," she said when she got out of the car. Ron said, "Your mother has dinner just about ready." Angel was too hungry to be disagreeable. "Great." Ron stopped to stow the shovel and get some snow off his boots while Angel went right upstairs. "Hi, Mom, can I set the table?" Celeste was slightly shocked and smiled. "Sure," she said. Keats was devouring his bowl of lamb and rice. Angel actually did not refer to him as Shitzalot. The house felt warm. Celeste carried the platter of pot roast and carrots to the table. She returned with a bowl of mashed potatoes. Angel and Ron took turns washing their hands in the small bath just off the kitchen. They each took a generous portion. Celeste said, "The Christmas store is this Tuesday. I hope the weather is okay." "It was stopping when we came in," said Angel. "Everything will be fine by Tuesday." Ron said, "Are you having it in the dining room again?" "It's really the only room that's large enough to accommodate it," explained Celeste. Ron looked up serious and said, "I think that you should use that grand concourse of a winding walkway, this time of year with snow on the ground and on every side, it would be perfect. The vendors could set up little temporary stalls. Celeste looked at Ron with an incredulity that was almost unimaginable. She started slowly. "Ron, at least 25 of those people are in wheelchairs. There are at least that many that need walkers. Do you remember the slope of that walkway?" Angel burst out laughing with a mouth filled with cider. Celeste continued, "It would be like geriatric roller derby." Angel was now laughing totally out of control. Celeste finished by looking at him and asking, "Are you sure I should propose that idea?" Angel could not stop laughing as the images of the wheelchairs colliding with each other and upending doddering residents needing walkers had totally overtaken her. Each time she thought it was over, a new wave of images came to her and knocked her back into a fresh paroxysm of laughter. Ron said, "Well, you did say that there was a waiting list." This caused Celeste to burst out in her own eruptions of laughter. Keats barked and wagged his tail as the phone rang. There would be no school tomorrow. "I can drive you to work in the morning," said Ron. Celeste smiled. It really had been a great day.